Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Kelco Plumbing and Thurmont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
All right, welcome to Week 5 High School Sports Scoreboard here on Cool Oldies 1450. Let's get started and catch up on some scores and game highlights from last night. Frederick at 3-2 defeats Walkersville, now 2-3, 35-21. He had 5 turnovers by the Lions. Ross returned the opening kickoff for Frederick, 88 yards for a touchdown. That's 3 straight losses for Walkersville since the game we covered with them against Poolsville. Turnovers are game killers, and Walkersville has the turnover bug after losing the ball 3 times in the first half at Linganore and now 5 last night. You just can't turn the ball over and win in this league. Oakdale, undefeated, 5-0, defeats Middletown 42-25 at Middletown. Middletown now goes to 1-4 on the season in spite of the Knights pounding 266 yards on the ground against Oakdale. Oakdale had 2 special teams mistakes that cost them 1 of a 99-yard kickoff return, but Oakdale's strong offensive unit, led by quarterback Evan Austin, with 481 yards of offense on their side of the ball. Austin ran for 2 touchdowns and passed for 2, going 17 for 21 and 284 yards in the air. Wow. Thompson had 212 yards receiving. TJ drops 1 to South Hagerstown, 48-36. TJ is now 2-3 on the season. Junior Javin Travis had 101 yards rushing on 9 carries, most of it in the second half, and a highlight for TJ. Urbana falls to 3-2, losing to Churchill in a close one, 18-15. Urbana scored with 5:33 to play in the game, but the Hawks facing a 4th-and-30 with 20 seconds left on the clock on Churchill's 30-yard line, turned it over on downs on a 5-yard completion. Tough loss for Urbana. Coach Connor gets his 200th career win as Linganore 4-1 defeats winless Tuscarora. Brunswick moves to 5-0, defeating Clear Spring. No score available from that game. And the game we brought to you on the radio last night, Catoctin drops a big one in front of the alumni on homecoming night against Clark County, 21-14. Catoctin moves to 2-3 on the season, and more importantly, 0-3 at home. This was our broadcast game of the week on Cool Oldies 1450. Clark County was able to capitalize to convert 3 Catoctin turnovers into scores in the first half. Catoctin had a chance to make it a 1-score game with 1st-and-goal on the 4, but the Clark County defense stuffed the Cougars on 4 consecutive downs, denied them the score on 4th down. Matthews rolled right and tried to hit Reavers in the end zone, but the ball sailed high and Clark County took over on downs. With 2 more home games against Walkersville and Brunswick, Catoctin is probably looking at a 3-6 season and 0-5 at home. Catoctin's only wins this season are against winless Tuscarora, struggling Williamsport, and rebuilding Smithsburg. As we conclude Week 5 here on High School Sports Scoreboard, we have 2 teams in the top 5, undefeated Oakdale and undefeated Brunswick. So here are our rankings for Week 5 in the county based on 1 loss and strength of schedule. In the number 1 position, Oakdale at 5-0. Linganore follows up in number 2 in the county, Frederick number 3, Brunswick number 4, and Urbana number 5. That's your High School Sports Scoreboard rankings for Week 5 here in the county. Next week, we head to Frederick in a battle between the Linganore Lancers and the Frederick Cadets live on the radio. And our broadcast team number 2 heads up to Fairfield, Pennsylvania, where the Knights will host Bermudian kickoff at 7 p.m. video only. Other games in the league next week, Walkersville will be at Brunswick, Catoctin at Middletown, TJ at Oakdale, and Urbana at Tuscarora. That's it. That's a wrap for your Week 5 High School Sports Scoreboard here on Cool Oldies 1450 THU.
You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.